Hello, respected viewers. I'm George from Ireland. Well, just 2 days ago, three men were found guilty in the United Kingdom of an arson attack they carried out on behalf of Russia, particularly the Wagner private military company, that mercenary outfit that was run by the late and unlamented Yevgeny Prigozhin. Now, none of these three guys is Russian or seems to have strong links to Russia. There were two men who pleaded guilty, found guilty in the earlier stage. Again, none of them ethnically Russian or remotely Russian. And the fourth man who was acquitted, accepted his innocence, he's not Russian at all. So it's just sort of Russian orchestrated. Wagner's been going for over 10 years and engaged in Russia's illegal wars around the world, particularly in African countries and in Syria and so on, to be at one remove from the Russian state. So when the Ukraine war began, dozens of Russian diplomats were expelled from the United Kingdom. Many of them would have been undeclared intelligence officers, most of Slushba Venishny Razvedka, as in External Intelligence Service, or sometimes Glavania Razvedka Upravlenia, as in Main Intelligence Directorate, which is part of the armed forces. The FSB is only internal or for former Soviet countries that are near abroad. That's partly indicative of Russia not considering them really foreign countries, places like Ukraine and Kazakhstan. So otherwise, these Russian intelligence officers could be doing themselves, they're in diplomatic cover, they can't be jailed, only expelled, or they would be the handlers of agents who are either Russian or not. But it's a bit more difficult to do that. So Russia's co-opted criminal groups have been doing this since the 90s. And to some extent, gangsters even took over the FSB. And Alexander Litvinenko, who blew the whistle on in the late 90s, said the FSB was ordering him to assassinate people simply because they're business rivals of somebody who was paying the FSB a lot. And so they became enmeshed, organized crime and the Russian intelligence services. Remember about 20 years ago, there was a CIA officer giving evidence to the United States Congress. And his testimony said, imagine you're at a five-star hotel bar in Switzerland and you meet a middle-aged Russian in a very well-cut suit speaking flawless English. And he says that he's whatever, a businessman. Now, he could be a businessman, or he could be an intelligence officer, or he could be a mobster. And fascinatingly, he could be all three, and all three organizations could be happy with that. They see a symbiosis. And obviously, Russia is a mafia state. But so they've had to subcontract out attacks. So that maybe moving beyond gray zone warfare, which is things like, you know, cyber attacks, disinformation, trying to rig elections and stuff like that, bribery, whatever it is, simply intelligence gathering about where weapons are or what the plans are, or where people live are, listening to people's communications, to kinetic warfare as things going bang, or in this case, burning, and being willing to kill people. They've been willing to kill people for a long time. Remember, it's 2006 since Alexander Litvinenko was murdered. And then the attempt to murder Sergei Skripal and his daughter in 2018, which failed, which killed an uninvolved British woman who just happened to pick up some of the Novichok poison in Salisbury. But Russia regarded those as own people, even though both the targets, Litvinenko and Skripal, were British citizens by that point. And Russia would say, once Russian, always Russian, the past was just a piece of paper. But here they actually set fire to something. Now, I don't think the intention was to kill anyone. It's simply because it was a warehouse storing things that are going to be shipped to Ukraine. But it could have killed somebody. It was at night, but somebody could have been in there. The fire could have spread to another building and killed someone else. Or the fireman then could have been killed dealing with it. But obviously, if no one's in the building, they won't go in. They could have been not sure and gone in. Fortunately, nobody was killed or, I think, injured. So 60 firemen went to this Cromwell Industrial Estate in Leighton, which is East London. The incident's way back 20th of March 2024. It's about 2 years after the war began. So over £1 million worth of damage was carried out. It's partly so that less stuff is shipped to Ukraine. Businesses are more reluctant to get involved. We don't want to have to ship stuff to Ukraine because then our business will be targeted. Well, insurance will pay out, but it's still a bit disruptive. It's damaging to our reputation. Insurance premiums could go up and things like that. Goodness, it was Starlink satellite equipment, which is really important for Ukrainian troops. How did they find out where this was stored? So, but interestingly, these guys knew why they were doing it, who was paying them. Because there have been other places in Europe where there have been similar arson attacks, and people have not known why they're doing it, or they've been duped as to who they're doing it on behalf of. They think it's just gang warfare, that these mobsters have a legitimate business and they want to burn down the legitimate business of their rivals or something like that. But these guys were aware of it, and to some extent, they were ideologically motivated. So it's neo-Nazis and communists, they're the ones that are attracted. I mean, totalitarians, opposite, similar, though Churchill would say. And they were obviously not the sharpest knives in the drawer, because they were communicating through things which were easily readable. They don't know the intelligence services. They can hack into anything. They can get into any encrypted messaging system, and the police, that's what managed to take down, drug syndicates. And they weren't even attempting to cover their tracks. One of the reasons the United Kingdom stays close to Israel, and is Israel, the Israelis are the masters of the universe when it comes to cracking any messaging system, and indeed giving whatever messaging systems, which are supposedly unbreakable, of trap doors, so they can read it. They've been doing that since the 1980s. Robert Maxwell was selling that around the world for them. And after this arson attack, they planned to burn down a wine shop in London, in Mayfair, a very, very shishy area. Is also the long arm of Russia is trying to get at dissidents, those who speak up for democracy, human rights, and denounce Putin's illegal war of aggression, Yevgeny Chichvarkin, to get at him. And not so far, they don't seem to be trying to kill him, and so on. So he's a very wealthy guy. So the petty drug dealers were involved. I'm not sure how the Wagner Group identified these people as those willing to do this. Obviously, they just want money, but some of them, they knew they were doing it. We're talking about getting the IRA involved. Younger viewers may not know this, the Irish Republican Army, a terrorist organization, Northern Ireland, to some extent the Republic. They want to destroy democracy in Northern Ireland, to force the North out of the United Kingdom, fuse with the Republic, revolutionize the Republic of Ireland, and have some extreme left state. So is a criminal organization, as proclaimed in the United States, Irish Republic, United Kingdom, elsewhere. So and they were doing this. Why? I mean, they think that whatever, Russia is some sort of leftist paradise, or I don't know, they hate their own government for various reasons. It's not just money, because are they white nationalists? Except, I mean, two of them were black, so I'm not quite sure. And Putin will say, "Oh, I'm on the Black Lives Matter movement." So is there anything which amplifies anti-democratic forces and trying to set people in deadly hate against each other? So they did it a very unsophisticated way, pouring petrol. They could easily have caught fire themselves, and so that was it. They've not yet been sentenced, so they're having to subcontract out these attacks. And I think it's not going to be the last. They're very disposable from Russia's point of view. That Russia's not going to try and get them out of prison if they ever do a spy swap again. So unfortunately, I think there are probably going to be more attacks of this nature. And indeed, there have been around Sir Keir Starmer's house. So another thing is obviously a warning to Britain that you will pay a price for this. If you help Ukraine defend herself, it'll come to you. And of course, there are enough leftards out there going to say, "Oh, it's our fault. We should run up the hot white flag because we provoked them. We caused this," and blah, blah, blah. And Ukraine never did anything to Russia. And look how many of their people have been murdered by Putin's regime. So I'm very glad these guys have been caught. And they deserve a long prison sentence, because it was aggravated arson. It was not just setting this fire illegally, but there was the intent to endanger life. They didn't say intent to kill, but you did set off a fire in a crowded city, and you knew that could kill people. And there's nobody in the warehouse, it could have spread to other buildings and killed people. So they deserve a long sentence, and I'm talking like double-digit years, especially as they didn't plead guilty, these three. Anyway, thank you for watching my channel, and make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallard7@gmail.com. It reminds me yet again that the United Kingdom, indeed to some extent the Republic of Ireland, were on the right side in opposing Putin. So do what you can to stop terrorism.